One of the inmates is Brian Tierce, a scruffy man with the missing front tooth. He stands in the middle of a round pen, clad in bright orange prison garb. A white stallion named Gringo circles him. Their eyes are fixed on one another.
Whoa.
Tierce gently flings a rope around Gringo's neck, inching closer until he can touch the horse.
It's a really big accomplishment to get some of these horses to trust you enough that you're not going to hurt them. They've been through so much in life between the roundup and getting locked up to getting taken out of their environment.
Tierce can relate. He's been behind bars nearly half his life, addicted to meth, directionless.
Oh, I was angry. Very angry person. Just shooting drugs and committing crime.
He's 50 now, serving his fifth stint in prison, a 7-year sentence for domestic violence. But this is his first incarceration training horses.
It takes a lot of patience. You have to be able to give back to these horses and understand that you can't push them around like you push things around in life. You can't bully your way around them because that don't work.
Arizona's Wild Horse Inmate Program started in 2012 when the Bureau of Land Management teamed up with the state's Department of Corrections. Every year, the BLM rounds up the animals for population control. Some are brought to the Florence Prison, where inmates tame the horses and prepare them for adoption. Supervising the program is a cowboy from Cottonwood, Randy Helm. He's a certified horse whisperer and a former police officer.
We find teachable moments with the inmates and horses. So understanding that training horses is a process, life is a process, it gives me a language to speak to them without being critical.
Helm knows firsthand how horses can heal a troubled past. During his time in law enforcement, he went deep undercover as a narcotics agent. Life in the criminal underworld took a serious toll on his mental and physical health.
When I transferred out of working narcotics, I was having tremors in my right hand, numbness and paralysis on my right side. I thought, man, I'm falling apart with just the stress.
Helm turned to horse training as a form of therapy. He uses a process called gentling, a softer and kinder approach to what's known as breaking a horse. He says as the animals learn to behave, so do the inmates in his program.
It's interesting because I don't think it is just jailhouse conversions as much as I think it is they start realizing that change is not just a behavioral issue. It is at its very core, it's a spiritual issue. So something in that process has to change who they are.
It seems to be working so far. Of the 50 or so inmates who've gone through the program, less than 15% have returned to prison, compared with the state's 40% recidivism rates. Richard Klein hopes to be part of that success when he's released in 2 years.
Come on. Good boy.
Klein leads a chocolate-brown horse named Harley through the prison stables. The young stallion is a newer arrival and just started to trust Klein enough to brush his neck.
Now he just wants to be loved on. Nobody. He's just a big old baby.
It's tough to imagine Klein was once a violent car thief. Now he says he's ready to settle down, be a family man, and find a job as a horse trainer.
They're like big kids. And like, I've never been there to raise my kids. You train them to do everything, and then you bathe them, and you keep their houses clean, and you teach them everything they need to know.
Klein says he and his horses are like kindred spirits, once free-roaming and wild. They've found a new path now, one toward peace and a sense of purpose. For KNAU, I'm Aaron Granillo.